The following conversation between Peggy Land and a high school student named Cody illustrates just how thoughtful many of our young people are, if only we ask the right questions and listen to their answers. Many, like Cody, have already begun to think things out, often with surprising answers.
And let me just share with you, and I know the numbers and the statistics because it's my job to know that. About 65% of the jobs in America require 2 years or less of education or training. And we know now in America and in Florida that those jobs are paying more money than people who have that four-year degree. Do you have some goals for your future?
I'm planning on going to Lively. I'm going to be a welder.
And why are you interested in welding, Cody?
It fits my standards. I want something that makes good money, but I don't have to go through years of college because I'm kind of getting a little tired of school, to be honest.
And how long will it take you until you'll be certified and qualified to be a welder?
After high school, it could take up to 2 years, probably minimum.
What kind of requirements are there for you getting into that program?
I'm not completely sure, but I think it's mainly just high school diploma, and then I'm pretty sure you can just enter the program and start learning everything.
When did you first become interested in welding?
About a year ago, I think.
And what do you think led you to that thought process?
I had seen it advertised on TV a lot, and I had pretty much already decided I wasn't really going to college, or probably not. So it just seemed like something that would fit my standards. Like I said, it pays good, it's honest work. My parents raised me to just always try my hardest. My dad's a landscaper, and he builds everything with his hands and just does a lot of different work like that.
And are you good with your hands?
Pretty good. I mean, I'm not, like, really smart, so I'd rather do something with my hands.
When you say you're not smart, now, we realize that everybody's smart in different ways. What kind of smart do you mean?
I'm not good at math or any type of algebra.
Okay, math is not your strong suit. But, like I said, everybody is smart in certain ways. And if you're good with your hands, that is an excellent smart. And so we need to look at ourselves and think, what are my talents? What am I smart in? Does it make you, now that you've sort of have a goal for your future, want to make better grades or learn all you can? How do you feel about that?
Well, I've always been pushed to do my best in school. I don't have to be on the A honor roll exactly, but I need to do the best that I can. My parents, they've just told me whatever I want to do, go for it and try to do your best at it. My dad, he's pushed me towards a lot of just different stuff with my hands because he went to college for about 3 years, and then his fourth year, he just decided to stop going. He just got tired of it. And he got a job after that and just worked his way to the top. And now he's got a great job because of experience alone, not just education.
Absolutely.
And I admire that a lot because he's just worked really, really hard to get where he is now. My dad says the common working man makes the world go around.
Hey, and that is exactly the truth. I mean, I know that's very, very true. In my field in education, you know, I'm always around educators. And it's been the trend in America for a long, long time that everybody has to go to a four-year college in order to make it. And we know that that isn't true. There are many options for post-secondary education. Cody, do you feel more settled and better now that you've made a decision about what you want to do?
It does feel a little bit better. I mean, earlier I was just kind of thinking about my future. I just jumped from career to career, just saying I'm going to be this, I'm going to be that. But now it seems a little bit better fitted. Gives you sort of an inner peace, I guess.